Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Good afternoon to you, Pastor Sibanda.
Good afternoon, friend. How are you too?
Very well, Pastor. Are you good?
I'm good, and how are you too?
I am good, Pastor. I cannot complain at all. Well, we're going to be talking to you about growing in Christ. We're just going to look at the introductory conversation this afternoon, and then we're going to be, yesterday it was, and we're continuing with that. And
yes,
then
please.
Tomorrow we're going to be concluding this subject. So, yeah, tell me, Pastor.
Hello.
Yes, can you hear me?
All right. I'm now getting you.
You are now getting me. Thank you so much, Pastor Sibanda. And thank you so much for joining us yesterday doing the introduction. And today we are delving a little deeper. And as part of remaining in Christ and embracing the grace offers, we are called to follow Christ's examples, to live our lives the way Christ lived while he was here on earth. Now, Pastor, the life of Christ was a life of service. Please tell us how a life of service helps us to grow in him.
Thank you. When we look at the life of Christ, he was engaged daily in a ministry. It's either he's by the mountain praying, or by the multitude teaching, preaching, or by the homes healing. And definitely, as Christians, a life of service will make us grow in Christ in this sense. I'll give a practical example of a hoe, a plow. The one that is used daily is clean and sharp. But the one that is placed under the shed is just rusting, rotting in there. So a life of service is one that makes us grow. Actually, it is when we labor for others that we actually experience God's grace in other people's lives that helps us actually grow ourselves.
Yeah. Now, please take us through the building blocks for spiritual growth. Prayer, reading the Bible, applying what we learn, meeting with other believers, etc. Take us through the building blocks for spiritual growth.
Okay. The building blocks for spiritual growth would not be formulated as in there's this first step, second step, and third step, but rather all of them complement one another. I'll begin with a Bible study. Bible study is, in essence, the spiritual food for the soul. It is when you read the Word of God that you are nourished, that you begin to know what God intends you to do. But not that block will not be enough. That's why the Bible would say you should not neglect the assembling of the saints. It is through that fellowship with one another, through that sermons, through that music, through that prayer experience, that actually we are enriched, we grow from one stage to another, from grace to another grace, from one glory to another. So these building blocks, you will discover that we cannot put them as in this is the first step to take, but all of them are essential. The book of Leviticus would say, 6 days thou shalt labor and do thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath,
yep. A
holy convocation. And I love that aspect of a holy convocation. Mm. It means we cannot grow in Christ, but in isolation. We need to convocate with others. That on its own is growth.
True. Yes, yes. Pastor, I'm listening.
Yes, I'm listening.
Yeah, so you're saying that, meeting in a holy convocation, part of that is growth, but you're saying that we cannot, and I agree with that we cannot say, okay, this one that starts first and the other second, and stuff like that. So meeting with one another definitely is one of them. And what else did you mention?
I mentioned the Bible study.
Bible study, yes.
Or now, Bible reading.
Yes.
And Bible reading and Bible study are two different things.
That's what I wanted to come to. I wanted to come to, because you said Bible study, Bible reading. And I was wondering if the two can coexist or they are separate.
They are separate. A Bible reading is an issue whereby I just take my Bible, randomly open wherever I want to open and read. This is merely reading. But Bible study is now trying to understand what God says about a particular topic.
I see.
Then we assemble and say to ourselves, what does the Bible really teach about baptism?
Mm-hmm.
Then we look at all the verses in the Bible that speaks about baptism, maybe, and those that were baptized in the Bible, how it happened and everything. We are now doing a Bible study.
Bible study.
And we are saying, while somebody can read the Bible by themselves, still they need a Bible study where they come, maybe in pairs, in whatever group, to try and understand a certain and a particular topic of what the Bible teaches. Then that is Bible study. And that on its own, it's a block in spiritual growth. Because without Bible study, we may have weird understanding of the Word of God.
Yeah, that's true. That's very true. Now, Pastor, can we grow without one or more of these blocks? Can I read the Bible, for instance, and not go to church? Or can I go to church and meet with the brethren, but not have a consistent prayer life?
Yeah, it's possible. But if we read the Bible and fail to go to church or deliberately plan not to go to church, we are not fulfilling our mandate. Like I've already said, Paul says we shouldn't neglect the assembling of the saints. So if I read the Bible by myself and stay at my place and not assemble with anyone else, then I have failed in another block of spiritual growth. And I may never mature to that Christian maturity that Christ is expecting of me.
Pastor, but what about those who will say, no, Pastor, you see, if I have to go to church, then I meet people there who are just going to be hurting me. Then I'm not even growing because now I'm hurt. I cannot even focus. So I'm better off when I'm just worshiping at home and reading the Bible. I can see they're screening the service. I'll watch it online.
Yeah, actually being hurt at church and facing these other challenges is actually part of spiritual growth.
Okay.
The moment we try to avoid those things, we are actually trying to come out of the real world. That's why in John chapter 17, Jesus would pray and say, Father, keep these, my disciples. They are not of the world, but still keep them in the world. Christ would have actually prayed that God will take his disciples to their own village, where they will never meet temptation, where they will never be hate, where they would stay perfect saints. But Christ prayed that we be perfect in this imperfect world. So staying alone and not going to church will definitely make us miss some steps in spiritual growth.
So notwithstanding that, when I go to church, people will just be saying words that are hurtful.
In other words, even if people were to hate me, if people were to do things that I don't even like and I'm bored after the church, that experience on its own is actually helping me to want to be patient, like the Bible says, to be long-suffering. So those things are actually essentials for spiritual growth.
I see. Well, Pastor, before I let you go, what are some points of emphasis that you'd like to, put through to the listener?
I'd like to say we should read the Word of God and make it a daily bread of life. Mm. Not only that, we should make sure we assemble with the saints, whether we feel comfortable or not. It is part of God's idea to have a church on earth, imperfect as it is, that he will continue to perfect it until we are saved.
Oh, yeah, until we are saved. Well, Pastor Sibanda, thank you so much for joining us this afternoon. It's a pleasure having to speak to you. And once again, we're going to be talking to you tomorrow at the same time and the same place. Blessings to you.
Thank you so much, my brother.
Thank you.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.